Welcome back to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News, your go-to source for all the latest updates from the region's thriving aerospace industry. I'm Emma, and with me, as always, is Daniel.
That's right, Emma, and today we're going to be talking about something that might not seem directly related to aerospace at first glance, but could have a big impact on our industry.
Oh, you're talking about cold calling, right?
Exactly, now I know what you're thinking. Cold calling, really, isn't that a bit old school?
Well, I mean, it does seem like something from the past, like something you see on those old 80-second sales training videos.
Right, but the truth is, it's making a comeback, and as the article we read for this episode explains, it never really went away.
So what's changed? Why is it suddenly back in fashion?
Well, for one thing, people are getting better at it. The article mentions that it's about having the right techniques and approach.
I see, so it's not just about picking up the phone and randomly calling someone anymore.
Exactly, it's about preparation, knowing your prospect, having a good elevator pitch ready.
And what about the psychological barriers? The article mentions that fear puts a lot of salespeople off.
That's a big one. The article talks about how coaching can help sales teams overcome these barriers.
So it's not just about technical skills, but also about mindset.
Right, and the good news is, once you get past those mental blocks, the success rates can be pretty good.
I wonder how this applies specifically to our aerospace industry.
Well, think about it. We work with companies like Bay Systems and Rolls-Royce. They're always looking for new business opportunities.
So maybe cold calling could be a useful tool for smaller companies in our cluster trying to get noticed by these bigger players.
Exactly. The article mentions that one big yes is all it takes, and with the right approach, it's easier to get that yes.
I can see how that would be valuable, especially for startups or newer companies trying to break into the market.
And the article also points out that these techniques aren't just for cold calling. They can help with warm calls, networking and client conversations too.
That's a really good point. It's like building a skill set that can be used in multiple situations.
Absolutely, and the article mentions that the author offers coaching sessions to help sales teams develop these skills.
So if any of our listeners are struggling with their outreach efforts, they might want to look into getting some professional help.
That's right, and it's not just about making more calls, it's about making better calls.
I think this is a really interesting topic, especially for companies looking to grow their business.
Definitely, and I think it's worth noting that the author mentions this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Right, there's so much more that could be said about this subject.
And about other techniques that could transform a business's revenue.
Well, it's definitely something to think about.
For sure, and I think it shows that even in our high-tech industry, old-fashioned techniques can still be effective if done right.
That's a great point. Thanks for a really interesting discussion, Daniel.
Thanks, Emma. And remember, you can find the full article on cold calling by Tim at Toggle Switch.
That's all for today's episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. We'll be back next week with more updates from our region's aerospace industry.
Until then, keep flying high.
Bye for now.